Welcome to another episode of Discover Harmony Florida. I'm Kristen McCary and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connect, a real estate company.
And it is nearly June, but we are going to talk about some events that are going on for the summer in Harmony and then in St. Cloud, because, you know, Harmony doesn't have a ton of stuff in the summer because I think most people are just like at the pool.
Yeah. Or on vacation. Or on vacation. Absolutely. You know, sometimes kids are in summer camps and things like that.
Right.
But yeah, can you believe summer's here? When do the kids get out?
I think it's the Friday before Memorial Day, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. That came quick.
Yeah. Sometimes they go back after Memorial Day, but I don't think they do this year. At least my kids aren't. I'm not sure.
They made their special calendar. Right.
Yeah, they made their own calendar. It's called the I'm Not Going Back After Memorial Day calendar.
And then Kristen has one leaving middle school, leaving Frank Telempko, the principal.
I know.
And so that means for everyone that doesn't know that I get to move up to high school to the new SAC committee. I don't have to do middle school anymore. Did it for 3 years. I'm such a good Mima.
You are a good Mima. I don't go. No, I don't.
No,
I don't
way, need... no one goes. I don't need... A full of parents, like at less than five.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's more parent involvement in the high school, but I'll have two high schoolers. I'll have a freshman and a senior, which I am definitely not ready for at all. I'm really, really behind in terms of, you know, going to visit schools and stuff. So this summer we'll probably be busy on that front. But yeah, so we're looking forward to, I guess I'm looking forward to summer. I don't know. The kids being home all the time is like a lot to deal with.
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, they sleep late though. Teenagers sleep late.
Right.
You know,
but then you got to feed them three times a day. They eat so much and then they snack more in the summer. Yeah. I think 'cause they're just there and they're bored. And so they just eat. Yeah.
But that's all normal. We all did that as kids, didn't we?
Yeah. But it doesn't mean I have to like it. So, in terms of events in Harmony this summer, I think we have one coming up in May. You want to tell them?
Yeah, so the end of May on the 28th, there is a pool party, and it's on a Saturday, so it's the day after the kids get out of school, and it's from 11 to 2, put on by our Harmony Activities Director, which is paid through our HOA, so that's Jennifer
Abramson.
Thank you. Sorry, Jen. Anyway, so there's DJ, games, prizes, and so that should be a fun day. It should be a fun day for the kids, something to do.
Yeah, they usually enjoy that. I love the pool parties. They're always, you know, it's fun, because, I mean, people are at the pool anyway, but just having the activities there kind of, you know, makes it more... more fun. You don't have to come up with your own entertainment. There's entertainment
there
for you.
Yeah, that's true. And I wonder, because it's Memorial Day weekend, whether that'll be like less attended because people go away. I kind of feel like I should be going away. I have no plans to go away. I have no place to go.
I don't know.
But I just feel like for some reason, maybe it's coming out of COVID a couple of years. I just feel like...
You need to go away?
Yeah.
You should be away for something. Where do you go?
I don't know. Over to the beach?
Right. But everybody goes to the beach.
I know. And then the prices on the hotels are so expensive on the holiday weekend.
Right.
I don't know. I just have that yearning to just be away. Is that you having a party now that you're in the
house? Well, so that's just it. Like, so we used to host a block party every Memorial Day weekend on our old block. And I had kind of like talked to a few neighbors about doing something for our block, but to be perfectly honest, we've just been so busy moving in. I thought I was trying to give myself a week or two, right? I was like, I'm gonna move in a week or two and everything will be back to normal. That is a lie. It takes way longer to settle into a place. I still don't have the studio set up. I have my stuff in, but I haven't put anything up.
I cannot wait until the studio's set up.
I know, because
so I can just show up at a different place.
Yeah, but so it's, you know, it's definitely taken us some time. So I guess I'll have to circle back with people, but I wouldn't mind. I loved doing Memorial Day block parties because you could, you know, hang out and have a good time with your neighbors and not have to leave the community and not have to deal with bigger crowds. And
then you just go home when you want.
Right.
You know, I'm done. There. Let me just leave. You know,
that was fun. If it rains, you can go inside for a little bit, come back out when it stops raining. Anyway, I don't know. Wingspan Way people, if anybody would like to do a block party, whoop, whoop, for Memorial Day, give us a call.
Yeah, all 10 of you.
Hey, we are getting really full over there, if you haven't noticed. I think the houses, I'm really excited because the houses across the street from us are getting really close. A lot of people have driveways now. And so that just means that I'm going to have a whole lot less truck. It's so funny because when Rachel backs out to go to school in the morning, sometimes she'll come home, she'll be like, it was so crazy. There were so many trucks behind me. I didn't know how I was going to back out. Like, she was really stressed about that. So, she'll be very happy when all the trucks are gone and, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
anyway. So should we talk about St. Cloud events?
Yes, we have some great events going on in St. Cloud. Do you want to kick us off with the first one you have on the list?
So I guess St. Cloud, the city of St. Cloud will be starting on June 14th through the whole month, at least through June, until we know what's going on in July. They do what's called a summer kids flick. So they're showing every Tuesday, they'll show a movie. So when it starts on June 14th, it starts at 10:30 a.m. and goes to about noon. And the movie is, what movie is on
Luca.
That one? Luca. I don't know why. Oh, there it is. Luca. Luca, rated PG. And so that one is free. Of course, your children have to be accompanied by an adult at all times. So that'll be starting every Tuesday in the second week in June. Something to do down at the St. Cloud Community Center.
That's awesome. On the 21st, they have All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I like that one.
Yep. And then on the 28th, they have Raya and the Last Dragon. So a lot of good fun kids movies, I think, for the kids to enjoy. Of course, parents have to be there. Just send them on their own on a bike. But 12 and under is free. And you guys can go out and enjoy a movie in the middle of the day. Nice, great matinee. I think, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you know that they actually have a cruise going out, not a cruise, but a dinner cruise, heading out down by Krabby Bill's, and that's on Friday, June 17th. This is for the parents.
Right. That sounds like fun. It reminds me of the dinner cruise we did on vacation. It was years ago. I was still in high school, and John wasn't there that summer. He must have been playing ball or something. And anyway, so it was me and you and Lauren and Dad, and we were on this boat, and there was this curly haired girl looking at the sunset over the side of the boat, and I was like feeling all sentimental. So I go up to her and I put my arm around her and I'm like, isn't this so beautiful? And I look down and it wasn't Lauren.
I remember that. That's right.
So anytime somebody says a dinner cruise, that's the one experience that I go back to. And so that's really cool, though, that St. Cloud's doing that. I will be sure to check to make sure that it's my child I'm hugging this time instead.
That's too funny. So Friday, June 17th, it is $50, and it's an hour sunset cruise, which is nice. I mean, going out on Lake Tahoe, East Lake Tahoe would be nice, but $50 a person. And it leaves at 7 o'clock, and you have to be there by 7. I think it said it leaves at 7:20, but it says 7 to 10:30. But it's at the St. Cloud Marina. I think that should be lots of fun. I'm bummed. I actually went to put it in my calendar and found out we're still away. So
yeah, that's a bummer. But it looks like fun.
You guys should go.
I think we're actually away too.
Oh, you are?
Yes, because that is the weekend that the St. Cloud Soccer Club girls U19 team is actually going to Texas to play in the U.S. Regional President's Cup. It is June 14th through the 19th, which is a really big deal, actually. I mean, if I can plug that for a second, that's a really big deal for these girls. St. Cloud is a small town. We have a small soccer club. Most people write you off because you don't have all the dollars behind you. You're not like the Orlando Cities of the world or whatever. A lot of these girls are here on scholarship.
Expensive.
It's expensive. And they won the Florida President's Cup outright. They battled some really top tier teams, and they're U19. So that means that everybody on that roster should be, 19 or under. And a lot of the teams that they played are full of girls that are just seniors in high school, but our team, because it's such a small club, we have a mix of girls. We have freshmen on our team that are going to, they're battling against these full grown women, basically.
Wow. Can you put photos up of that?
Absolutely.
Picture?
Absolutely. And so they are raising funds because it's an expensive trip. Like I said, it's going to be close to $30,000 to get the team there. Tickets to Dallas.
That doesn't even include plane tickets, right?
That is the plane tickets and like rental car and, hotel and whatever. So you're averaging, I think we're at already $2,100 just for me and Rachel to go fly, get a car, and stay in a hotel. So it's an expensive trip. Fundraising.
I did write a check today.
So, oh, good.
I am supporting. I made sure the office wrote a check. And
Thank you. Well, we are doing, they do have GoFundMes. There's a 50-50 raffle going. We're going to do some fundraising opportunities out in downtown St. Cloud, some spirit nights at different restaurants. And of course, there's business sponsorship opportunities. So if anybody's interested in supporting the St. Cloud Soccer Club girls in particular for this trip, we would greatly appreciate it. But that is why I'm remiss. We will not be here for the Sunset Cruise, which is what this was all about originally. But it looks like a really fun time. So I hope they do it again.
Wow. That's exciting stuff. So do you have anyone on the team that is out of high school?
No. We have a couple of girls that are our graduating seniors, but I think that there's four or five of them total in the whole team. And that's 18 players.
How many teams are there in the league, do you know?
So we battled like 32 teams in Florida to get there, and we're battling against 14 states. It's the southeastern United States that we're battling.
That's exciting.
So that's pretty big. And then if they win this, or if they're in the top two, they can go to the national championship, which will be in North Carolina this year. So
that's closer.
It is closer. I feel like I could drive to that. I'm not driving to Dallas, Texas. I'm sorry. That's really far. Really far. That's too far for me. So.
And if you thought it was hot in Florida, wait till you get to Texas.
I know. We're not looking forward to that. So I think the girls are going to be training quite a bit, in the summer heat this year, trying to get ready for it. But it's exciting. I'm really proud of them. And they're really proud of themselves. And some of the things, it's funny, we did a little interview with them. And some of the things that they said were like, they're really excited for the opportunity to be able to show other college coaches what they can do, because in big tournaments like this, college coaches come to watch. Oh,
that
right
makes sense.
Because
yeah.
you're at the top of the top, in terms of skill level, and so they're really excited because they don't have as many opportunities to be in front of. Nobody's coming down to St. Cloud Soccer Club to watch girls play. Like, no offense, but so it's really cool. They are coached by Scott Marlega. He's the Harmony High School girls coach. So, and it's funny because some of the girls are, about half the team's from Harmony. Some of them are from St. Cloud. We've got some Gateway. We've got some Tohopekaliga, high school kids. So it's kind of cool that like during the high school season, they're all kind of rivals, but then they come together for clubs. So it brings, a nice different camaraderie. So it's really exciting for them.
Yeah, I'm excited for the whole team. Congratulations to everyone. That's great.
Great. Well, thank you. All right. So then after that, we have Sunday, June 19th. It's Juneteenth Movie in the Park.
So that's for everyone.
Yep.
So you could bring your chairs, blankets, bring the family for the evening of cinema, food, and fun. So I'm guessing they'll have food there. It didn't say whether it's food trucks or what it is, but that's kind of neat.
That's a good time. 7:30 to 10 at Hopkins Park. That's 620 East 17th Street in St. Cloud. And then what else do we have?
So besides then the 21st, doing the next movie, which is, what's that one? Oh, you mentioned it, Old Dogs Go to Heaven. That Wednesday, the 22nd, from 11 to 1, it's $1 per person. I guess I do that just to commit, at the Marina Banquet Hall. And that's June is Men's Health Month, to learn how to stay healthy. So all you men out there, you want to stay healthy for your women. So go to this on Wednesday, June 22nd, at the Marina Banquet Hall, down by the lakefront.
That's awesome. And then, of course, we mentioned it before, but June 28th on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. St. Cloud Community Center, we will be watching Raya and the Last Dragon. It's rated PG. So a lot of good fun events going on.
I'm sure they'll add more to the calendar.
I'm sure. And actually, great thing I completely forgot about. We didn't put it on the list, but the monthly market that is held in downtown St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Always.
They do it on the last Wednesday of the month because there's all that construction down on Pennsylvania and 10th right now. They're redoing the streets. They've moved everybody kind of over to New York Avenue for the monthly market. And in the summer, the June and July markets, they're actually going to be the teen, right? The children's or the kids entrepreneur. Right. I forget what Stephanie called it. But she mentioned it, Z&Q Boutique. She mentioned it in her business spotlight. Yep. But it was definitely going to be a cool thing for all the kids to get out there. And I say kids, but teens and all that kind of good stuff. So definitely check out the monthly market this summer. I think it'd be a great time.
Oh yeah, it'd be a great time. They do such a good job.
That's awesome. I love all the different events that are going on in St. Cloud. There's going to be lots of stuff, I'm sure, that'll come up.
Yep.
That we'll find out more. We'll probably post about it, talk about it, especially if it's something big and fun.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll talk about it. So,
and if you're a resident of Harmony and you do something special, whether it's in our community or outside our community, just something about you, we do have a resident spotlight. So whether or not it's a business or not, it doesn't matter. If you can just get in touch with us.
Yep. Absolutely. You can give us a call at 1-844-CORCORAN, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N, or email us at discoverharmonyflorida@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you on that. And if you have any other suggestions of topics that we should cover for the community, give us a call, send us an email. We'd love to, a smoke signal, something, a comment, you know, let us know that we're not talking to ourselves. So thanks so much for joining, guys, and we will see you in the next episode.